Rice. Pretty basic, yeah? Well, you know what? It could be the star of your next meal. In the cookbook, The Simple Art of Rice, recipes from around the world for the heart of your table, chef and author J.J. Johnson shares recipes from all over: Liberia, India, Puerto Rico, Italy, Korea, and the American South. It's illustrated by Danica Novgorodoff, and the cookbook is on the New York Times list of best cookbooks of 2023. I spoke to J.J. Johnson in September, and he called the cookbook his love letter to rice. And I asked him to describe Sunday family dinners in Pennsylvania, in the Poconos, at his grandmother Bibi's house.
You know, the table was vibrant, the energy was great. The table was set with about 8 to 10 folks, from my great great aunt to my grandfather to my parents to my aunt to my uncle. And she would set the table with, you know, her famous asopao, which I call in the book Bibi soupy rice, that she would walk around with her coffee cup and sip out of. It could be filled with shrimp, it could be filled with chicken, it could be have duck inside of it. I mean, she was a chef herself. The table could have paella on it one Sunday, with clams and mussels on top. They could have basic chicken and rice, you know, but rice was always there. It always connected us. There was grains falling off the tables, on people's chins. You name it, there was a rice grain in every corner of my grandparents' house.
It sounds like my mom's kitchen. You write that after dinner, your grandmother and your grandfather would get up and dance to the Afro-Cuban sounds of Tito Puente, which, you know, we may have to weave in a little song there. But it's part of the origin story of this cookbook. And I want to ask you, let's start with plain rice and fundamentals. What are some essentials people should know about? Like, do you need a rice cooker?
Well, let's start with the essentials. You need to wash rice. You need to make sure you have the right size pot, because rice doubles in size. You need to make sure you don't stir it or shake it. Just let it cook for that 25 minutes. And then the other essential of cooking rice, if you don't have that type of patience, then you get your rice cooker. And, you know, for me, rice cookers are the new toaster. They're there. You pop them open. You can do a lot with your rice cooker than just making the simple pot of rice. You can add spices to it. You can put beans in there. There's so much you can do inside the rice cooker, which I think is a really good tool to have. But if you're cooking stovetop rice, you got to make sure the pot is big enough. You have to make sure you don't stir it. You have to make sure you wash the rice. You have to use the JJ finger trick, and you will get the perfect
This is the JJ middle
pot
finger trick. This is not a
of rice.
statement.
Correct.
What is the middle
The
finger
third finger, the
trick?
third finger,
Third finger. Thank you.
the third finger.
Yeah, what's the trick?
You pat the rice flat to the surface. You put your finger on the top. You bring the liquid to your first knuckle. You put the top on. You put it on medium heat, and you let the rice simmer and cook really nicely. And it doesn't matter if my finger's bigger than yours, or yours is bigger than mine. It's going to work every time.
All right. You write about an experience in Ghana that changed your entire outlook about rice. Tell us about that.
I mean, Ghana for me changed my whole outlook about cooking. Rice was at the center point of that table. You know, experiencing jollof rice, realizing it was very similar in flavor to Spanish rice that we all eat right out of the box, or, you know, red rice from Charleston that I experienced from my southern side of my family. It really gave me this different perspective. But also, people were fighting over rice.
When you say fighting over rice, you mean there wasn't enough to go around?
No, I mean, like, people want every grain. You know, like, me and you might fight over the bone from the ribeye. Here was like, oh my goodness, give me an extra scoop. Can I get the crispy bottom? I want that corner type of feeling.
The crispy bottom, I got to stop you there, because my mom, I'm of Chinese heritage, and she was the youngest of three, and the three of them always fought about the crispy rice on the bottom, because
I think the
that
best
was
part,
the
right?
best part. Yeah.
What type of rice dish was your mom making at that time?
You know, I think they generally in China, in Shanghai, they cooked white rice, I think, in a pot, and they had the crispy rice on the
Right at the
bottom,
bottom,
and they would
yeah.
kind of eat the meal. And at the time, you know, not a whole lot of food to go around, and so the fanciest, the best part was the kind of the crunchy rice at the bottom that they ate after the meal. So that was like the most delicious thing at the end.
I mean, every culture has that part of the pot. I think a lot of people get nervous while I say in the book or when I'm telling my friends, like, if the rice doesn't stick to the bottom of the pot, you didn't cook a good pot of rice. Like, it's supposed to stick to the bottom. It's supposed to be crunchy. You're supposed to put it on a side plate. And there's only but enough for maybe 2-3 people to grab those crunchy bits, right?
Yep.
And it's memorable, right? You reference your mom there. I think the bottom of the pot has a lot of memories for a lot of people.
Yeah. So I tried one of your rice dishes. I want to ask you about it. I tried, this is page 47, curried rice and chickpeas with eggs. First of all, the photo is what brought me to it. And I said, I totally need to try this. I tried it last night. It's got a pretty good kick. A bunch of garlic, Indian curry powder, paprika, cayenne. It wakes you up. It's got a kick.
No, it definitely wakes you up. It definitely has a kick. If you don't like spice, you can definitely take out the cayenne. But that's why I put the egg on top, for you to crack that yolk and then stir it into the rice. And that fat will calm down some of that spice. I'm a firm believer of having, you know, sweetness, fat, spicy, salty, all in the same dish. That's what that dish does. It brings that all together. And it's a very easy dish, right? These are pantry items. Pull the eggs out of your fridge. You got a can of chickpeas or frozen chickpeas. You have rice, all the spices you listed. And I think that's what makes that rice dish an everyday pot of rice.
Yeah. And for dishes where it's not just kind of plain white rice, where, you know, you're stirring in the rice grains with the other ingredients, whatever they happen to be, are there rules of thumb there?
There are rules to it. When you're adding spices to the rice, you're toasting those spices ahead of time or blooming those spices, and then you're adding your rice in and popping it like popcorn. Like the lamb rice in the book is the one recipe where the liquid is rumbling like pasta, and you're adding the rice to that rumbling liquid that has the lamb and all these aromatics and cinnamon sticks in it and thyme. And I think that's the greatest thing about the book. It eases you in, right? It gets you to the point of, okay, you know how to make this simple part of rice right now, or short grain, long grain, California grain, whatever it might be. And then as you get, you master that, then you're like, oh, I'm gonna try this now. I can do an everyday section. I can do breakfast. I can do a salad. But then you get to celebrations. And then that's when you have to layer a bunch of flavor in, know when to stir the rice, when not to stir the rice, how to make risotto properly. That's when all those areas kind of really come together.
You have so many different rice and bean dishes in the book. You, of course, have paella. It stands out. The photos stand out, and your grandmother served that at parties. But I want to ask you about, oh my goodness, this beautiful dish, makluba. Tell me about it.
Makluba. Well, so makluba is one of those dishes that, you know, I think during the times of the year, this is one of those dishes you bring to the table, right? You bring to Thanksgiving, you bring to Christmas, you bring to a holiday time. You know, this is a show-off dish. You know, you have those tomatoes at the bottom of the pan, and you're layering it all together. You're building that flavor, and when you flip that over and you put it on the table, it looks really beautiful.
Yeah, it just looks beautiful. It's Palestinian dish, ground lamb, tomatoes, as you say, allspice, bell pepper, eggplant. It's just so colorful. I guess it looks like holiday. And then the beautiful rice as the base.
A lot of these dishes allows a new culture to come to your table. That's the beautiful thing about rice. It takes you on a journey.
Well, that journey is embedded in the book, The Simple Art of Rice, Recipes from Around the World for the Heart of Your Table. And the author is J.J. Johnson. J.J., congratulations on getting this cookbook out, and thanks for the time.
No, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to see what other recipes you cook out the book.
We'll keep you posted.